Welcome back. Welcome back to the I Will Podcast. It's your host, Santiago Brito, here on another amazing episode of the I Will Podcast. Today's episode is about my spiritual connection. You know, for a long time, after what I went through, I felt really disconnected, you know, spiritually disconnected from God. I didn't really understand, you know, like everything that I went through, why I went through it. But recently, like, you know, through dreams, through meditation, like I felt that connection again. And it's so amazing to me because that connection is almost like a guide, you know, and that connection and that guidance today is with me very strong, and I see it working in my life. I see it unfolding in things that I'm doing. I see myself applying, planning, strategizing, and accomplishing the things that I set out to do. And I started with small things, you know, but it started through meditation. It started through fasting. It started through, you know, searching and wanting that connection for myself. Because after the accident, you know, it was tough to understand how a person like me who had done nothing but good till this day, you know, like, well, I did anything wrong or bad is because I'm not perfect, but never was in my intention. But a person like me who you know, did so much and to go through what I went through, it disconnected me from anything because I felt like there was something I was doing wrong. Why would that happen to me if I was doing everything right, you know? And for a while there, I was really spiritually disconnected and I wasn't in tune with things that I know. I wasn't in tune with things that I know weren't the cause to what had happened to me. And for a long time there, I didn't believe pretty much in anything. Like, you know, like I was just like, I do the work myself. And this experience is a spiritual experience, man. Like you don't, like, I don't know if people really understand how spiritual this experience is. Like, my mom always said something to me when I was a kid. She said, everything happens in the spiritual world before it happens in reality. And I never, like, understood it, but it's the truth. It's a fact. And I'm grateful for having that connection again because I feel like I have my team, you know, like, of spirituality and spiritual beings that are helping me and guiding me. And if I pay attention and I'm focused, I see the signs and I understand them and I know to make a certain decision at a certain moment. And you know, the other day I really broke down and cried. And I broke down and cried, and sometimes I didn't know why, but you know, like, I was by myself and it just, like, this emotion just came over me. And it was like something telling me, like I felt like that energy, like, it's okay, we're here, don't worry about it, like, it's gonna be okay. Like, you, it wasn't okay what you went through, and it's gonna be made right. And I don't know, maybe some people might think, like, what do you mean be made right, because you'll never have your feet again? I feel the same way. But you know, if I think about it, I'm not really this human body. Like, I'm really a spiritual being. Like, I'm playing a video game, and even though in the video game I'm missing the limbs, I'm still, like, moving and doing the things that I want to do, most of the things that I want to do. You know, not all, you know, I'm limited in certain areas. And some people might say that's mental, but I'm really missing 2 feet. But I felt like that connection again, you know, when I cried. And I think that it allowed me to really feel deeply that I am highly protected and highly guided. And I know that I have spiritual beings all around me that love me and take care of me and even help me get through what I went through. And I know it wasn't alone me. It wasn't like, oh, I'm this Superman. That was a lot of spirituality. That was God. That was everything that favors me. Like, no, this is not how it's going to happen, you know. And I'm very grateful for that. And I'm grateful for that connection, man. And if you can find that connection within yourself, or, you know, tap into to that reality that this is all spiritual, you'll see that your life is really being orchestrated. You're being guided in a certain direction, and they say you agreed to come here. I'm like, man, I agreed to come here. I'm trying to understand that. I'm trying to, you know, still grow within my capacity and reach out further and try to help as much as possible people around me and inspire as much as possible people around me, because you'll never hear me complaining. But spiritual connection, spirituality, connection is important to everybody out there. Nothing in this world moves. If you're building an empire, make sure that you're having that conversation within yourself, you know, with whatever you believe in, and take a step by step with whatever you believe in, because you'll see that there's something that's like, okay, this is what you want. This is what we have to do in step one. This is how it's going to go. Be patient. Watch it. You'll see it happen. You'll see when's the right time to strike. Strike fearlessly. When's the right time to strike? Wait when it's time to wait. It's in a good book that I'm reading, it says that, you know, like, fortune comes to everyone. Don't get caught reaching for it. You get it? Like, if you're putting in the work, put in the work. Keep working. Because sooner or later, that plate will be right in front of you, and you'll be able to feast from it at the right time when it's for you, and you're not out here like trying to force it happen or think that you need to do all these things to accomplish certain things. Because I was doing so much work before I had the accident. I was like grinding all day crazy, thinking that I was going to get me closer to my goals, and boom, here comes this accident that first disconnected me from spirituality, because I was hurt and I was down on it, and then brought me back so strong back into it, and the understanding and the guidance of it, that now I know that everything that I'm working towards is being accomplished as I walk towards it, but through this connection. You know, I can never take all the glory for this. I am a human. I am a spiritual being having a human experience. I'm a child of God. And I'm just doing the best I can at every turn that I can. But nothing would happen without spirituality. Nothing would happen without that guidance and that connection. So strive for that guidance. Strive for that connection, because that is the key to what you're searching for. Whatever it is you want to accomplish, the key to it all is through this guidance. Spirituality, connection. Thank you for listening to the I Will Podcast.